This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. October 1st is a key date in the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, which even President Obama has called Obamacare. Beginning October 1st, consumers can shop for health insurance via online marketplaces called exchanges. Some states, like Georgia, where officials are still fighting the new law, have refused to set up their own exchanges, leaving that job in their states to the feds. But other states have set up their own exchanges and launched aggressive consumer information and education drives, and one of those is Nevada. To learn how things are going in a state that's taken a different approach from Georgia's, I spoke with John Hager, executive director of Nevada's Silver State Health Insurance Exchange. In part two, I asked him whether recent delays in the implementation of some parts of the ACA, including the employer mandate, have caused trouble for states like Nevada. Do you think that this is something that ultimately can be worked through, or is it, as some of its critics have said, broken from the beginning?
Well, if you're looking at broken from the beginning, I think that is certainly on the political angle. Mechanically, this will certainly work. We've got a good plan in place. You can go to our website, exchange.nv.gov, and look at all the business plans and all the processes that we've gone through and policy decision that we've gone through to make a good, solid product. The political issue is whether or not the APTC can be sustainable, and we'll have to wait and see how that goes.
And the APTC is what?
I'm sorry, that's a tax credit, the advanced premium tax credit, to help lower the cost of insurance for lower-income Americans. So I think from a political issue, it's the sustainability of the tax credit, and we'll have to see over time. According to the reports that we see, the tax credit, the Affordable Care Act, is sustainable, but of course critics say it's not. So that is something that the politicians will have to decide on. From a mechanical perspective, we have all the processes in place. We have all the systems in place necessary to make this thing work 10-1 and beyond. And so we'll have to just see what the future holds.
How concerned are you that there won't be big increases in costs as this goes along, that states will end up having to pay a whole lot more than they anticipated, and number two, that you won't get the uninsured covered in the numbers that had been hoped?
Those are definitely two sides of the same coin, the cost and the enrollment. And certainly, you never know what the future holds. What I would say is I think we've come up with a pretty good business plan. We actually estimated our costs out to 2021, but certainly you can't, see everything, and my crystal ball is a little bit foggy, and I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen next year. We have estimated in Nevada that we'll have 118,000 enrollees on our plan, and that's about one-sixth of our current uninsured population. I know that our enrollment targets are that our actual enrollment will be wrong. I just don't know by how much and in which direction. So we think it makes sense, but the big concern, of course, is if we don't have the enrollment that we expect, it will increase the per member per month cost because of our fixed costs. And so we will have to either increase costs to the carriers, which is passed through to the consumers, or we will have to cut costs, which means laying off staff, potentially reducing vendor costs. We need to make sure that whatever costs we do cut doesn't significantly impact the quality of service that we provide. So that is one of the reasons why we are marketing so hard, trying to make sure that the message is out there to Nevadans to get insurance.
Based on your experience so far and knowing that there's a long way to go, are you optimistic in Nevada that your experience with Obamacare will eventually work and that more people will be covered and more people will be able to afford health care?
I am optimistic, and I think part of this job is you have to be optimistic. You can't be pessimistic, but time will tell. It's difficult to say. This is an enormous experiment at the national level. One of the interesting things about the state-based exchange is that each state is doing it a little bit different, and so you get best practices from each of the states and learn from each other to make your product a little bit better. So while there are plenty of folks out there that would rather not have state-based exchanges, have a national exchange or a single-payer system, this certainly provides us with the ability to use best practices to continually improve our processes based not just on our experiences but the experiences of other states. So we hope that that will help out in the future for other states that decide to go with a state-based exchange, or help out the federally facilitated exchange make their products better for those states that decide not to do it. And I think in the long run, for Nevada, it will pan out well for Nevada.
John Hager is Executive Director of the Silver State Health Insurance Exchange in Nevada. Mr. Hager, thanks so much for being with us. We'll check back with you to see how it's going.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Dennis.